Ann Sullivan, a teacher with a vision. Ann Sullivan was born in 1866 in Massachusetts, U.S. Sadly for Sullivan, her childhood was not an easy one. When she was five, she contracted an illness called trachoma. This horrible eye disease causes a lot of pain, and over time, results in severe vision loss. To make matters worse, when Sullivan was just 8 years old, her mother died of tuberculosis. Sullivan's father, who was an alcoholic, was unable to raise a family alone. So he sent Sullivan and her brother to live in a poorhouse. Conditions at the poorhouse were awful, and many people there died. Tragically, Sullivan's brother was one of those. However, things became much better for Sullivan later. She had several operations on her eyes that improved her sight. She also learned about a special school for blind people, the Perkins School for the Blind. In 1880, Sullivan approached a group of inspectors at the poorhouse and expressed her desire to learn. Later that year, Sullivan entered Perkins and began the next stage of her life.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're going to talk about a very special teacher called Ann Sullivan. Let's learn about her story. The article begins by saying Ann Sullivan was born in 1866 in Massachusetts, U.S.
今天文章的主角呢，是一位叫做 Ann Sullivan 的女生，那出生在美国的麻州，麻州啊，是在美国的东北部。
Oh, it's a lot shorter in Chinese.
It makes
it much easier to say. Yeah, it's up in the northeast where
yes.
Boston is. It's Boston's the big city.
Right.
So that's like the Red Sox, that area. So sadly for Sullivan, the article says, her childhood was not an easy one.
哇，这边马上告诉我们说呢，她的童年不是太这个轻松简单，反而呢是有一些不好的事情发生。So what happened?
The article says, when she was five, she contracted an illness called trachoma. Now, normally we think of contracts as something you sign when you get a job or you rent a house, but as a verb, it does have this one extra meaning of to catch or to become ill with a disease. You contract something. Now, we don't use it for a cold. You wouldn't say, I contracted a cold. We do use it for diseases that either last a very long time or the whole of your life, and it's usually something infectious. You wouldn't necessarily say it about cancer. You wouldn't say, I contracted cancer, but you would contract a disease like malaria, or in this case, this one called trachoma, which we'll talk about in a moment. And here's another example sentence. The young girl contracted polio as a child.
这里呢，我们看到的动词是 contract。这个动词啊，在这边的解释是感染某疾病。那后面你当然会加上一种 illness 或是 disease， 好，也就是疾病接在后方。那例句里面呢，刚刚 Pat 提到的 polio 指的就是小儿麻痹症。那我们故事的主角 Sullivan， 他当时染的是沙眼 trachoma。
Yeah, what is this disease? The article explains, this horrible eye disease causes a lot of pain and, over time, results in severe vision loss. So we have a few things to look at in this sentence, starting with over time. This disease causes people vision loss over time. So it means it doesn't happen straight away. It's not like you've got it and then your vision goes. It takes...time. It happens over a longish period. It slowly gets worse and worse over a year, several years, that kind of thing.
Over time 这个片语呢，用来表示逐渐地或是随着时间的过去，所以呢，事情不是一下子马上就变成那样的结果，好，那是慢慢的变成。
We've also got the phrase results in, which means the same as cause. It shows you the results of a particular condition or case, or in this case, an illness. The disease causes you a lot of pain, that's probably more immediate, but over time, after several years, you will end up with severe vision loss.
result in something 代表的是导致，代表的是造成，那你会在前面放上 reason 原因，然后呢 result in 后面加出 result 也就是结果为何。那这边呢会造成的是 severe， severe 这个形容词是严重的剧烈的，用来形容 vision 这个字、
yeah.And vision is your ability to see. If you have great vision, you can see things really well. If your vision's not so good, maybe you'll need to wear glasses or contact lenses. So saying that Anne Sullivan had severe vision loss means that instead of it just getting a little bit blurry or a little bit hard to see things that are far away or something like that, she basically becomes blind. She loses her entire ability to see. Here's another way we can use vision.Joe's vision got worse with age, and he had to wear glasses all the time.
Vision 指的就是视力。So how's your vision?
My vision, it's not perfect. I remember when I was at university, we did eye tests as part of some lab experiments. I don't have what's called 20/20 or perfect vision,、mm-hmm. but I don't need to wear glasses. I don't need to wear them when I read. At this point in life, if I was to start driving again...And I might want to check just to make sure I can see the signs and other people's、oh. license plates and stuff.
But so not that good, but not bad at all.
I would say it's good.、Mm. I don't need glasses for any daily life stuff.、Mm. But if I was to drive, that might change.
Okay. 那如果我们说呢某个人的视力越来越差的话呢我们可以说 one's vision gets worse. 那沙眼这个可怕的眼睛疾病啊随着时间过去我们说 over time, 视力是会严重受损的。
So it's pretty bad. Anne Sullivan has got a disease which is causing her pain and she's going to lose her sight. The article then says, to make matters worse...When Sullivan was just 8 years old, her mother died of tuberculosis. So when we use this phrase to make matters worse, we're saying that it's already a bad situation and it got even worse. Bad things got even more bad.
To make matters worse, 或者是 to make things worse, 那就是更糟的事。所以呢你用这样子的这个片语在开头的地方逗号之后你会加出更不好的事情是什么。所以呢你会发现哦原来 matters 就是 things, 就是事情的意思。那再来呢我们还看到 die off 这个用法。
That's right. We use this phrase to die of something to give the cause of someone's death. Die of cancer, die of heart disease, die of a wound that you suffered at some point, that kind of thing. Die of natural causes. You just get old, your body stops working, not because of a disease, just because that's how bodies are. So if someone dies of natural causes, they just got old and passed away.
Die of something 代表的是因点点点而死亡，那后面呢多半会加上疾病。那这里我们看到的是 tuberculosis， 这个是什么病呢？这个中文呢、啊、称作结核病。
Yeah, pretty nasty lung disease. So the article carries on, and we learn Sullivan's father, who was an alcoholic, was unable to raise a family alone.
这里呢我们看到逗号加上 who was an alcoholic, 这个是一个非限定关系子句用来补充说明 Sullivan 的父亲当时是一位 alcoholic, 也就是酗酒者。那当然酒精好酒这个字是 alcohol, 那因为他的父亲酗酒所以没有办法单独抚养整个家庭。
So the mother was dead, the father drank too much and couldn't look after his family, and we see, so he sent Sullivan and her brother to live in a poorhouse.
Poorhouse, 其实呢你看这个英文字你就可以知道它的意义。前面是 poor, 后面是 house, 合在一起 poorhouse, 指的是济贫院也就是当时呢收容救济穷人的慈善机构。So it's kind of a charity?
Yeah, a charitable organization that has a house and for people who can't care for their children because they're too poor, they can't work, they send their children there and the children will at least get food and a bed, maybe some schooling as well. In England, we had things in the Victorian times called the workhouse where the children would also be put to work. Mm. You read a lot of that kind of stuff in the Charles Dickens stories.I guess it's a bit more than an orphanage. An orphanage would be when the parents die, but in this case, the parents or one of them is still alive. But what we do know was that conditions at the poorhouse were awful, and many people there died. When we use the word conditions here, especially with a plural, we're talking about the way that people live, the situation in which they live or work or they do things. And every place has its own conditions. Conditions at the school, conditions at the company, conditions at the, you know, the hospital, that kind of thing. And it's talking about every aspect of it, the food that's served, how clean it is, how well people get on, if it's crowded, have they got enough space. Those are the conditions. Conditions at a workplace might be, is everybody got too much work? Is it stressful? Are people always arguing? Are the bosses doing the job right? That kind of thing. So here's another example. Conditions at the hospital improved after it was given more money by the mayor.
Conditions 这个名词呢，指的是生活或工作的环境啦、状况或条件。那你会注意到，它是一个复数型的字哦。所以呢，当我们说生活条件或生活环境，那就是 living conditions。那如果是工作环境条件，那就是 working conditions。那注意哦，刚刚提醒过的，它是复数型。所以你说，那如果用来当单数的话，可以是什么样的解释呢？第一个可以是疾病，第二个可以是状况。比如说 ，something is in great condition, 那就代表物品的状况是很良好的。
But conditions in this poorhouse were awful. Awful means really bad, and depending on what you're talking about, you'll sort of understand the context. If conditions were awful, you imagine it's not very clean, there's not enough food, maybe there aren't enough beds for everybody, maybe the children in there are beaten by the people who look after the place because they're kind of mean. But in a different context, it could mean something else, like in this sentence, the weather was awful.So we didn't go out at all that day. If the weather is awful, it means it's going to be raining, it's going to be cold, it'll be miserable. The kind of day where you look out the window and go, no, not going out unless I absolutely have to.
Awful 这个形容词呢，就是非常糟糕的、极坏的，就是非常不好的状况才会用到这个形容词。
So many people died in that poorhouse, and the article says, tragically, Sullivan's brother was one of those.
这个副词 tragically 放在句首逗号之后，可以带出悲惨的事情究竟是什么。好，所以悲惨的是呢，他的 brother 就是其中之一。那再来呢， tragically 你把字尾的这个 ally 拿掉，看到 tragic 好，可以是一个形容词，那悲剧就是 tragedy。
So it's pretty bad for Anne Sullivan. She's lost her mother, her father can't look after her, her brother's died in this terrible poorhouse she's living in. But the article does say, however, things became much better for Sullivan later. Now this sentence contains today's language in focus, so let's learn more about it right now.
今天的 language in focus 当中啊，我们看到的是程度副词加上比较级的用法。那我们可以在比较级的前方加上程度副词，比如说 even, much, a bit, a lot, a little, 或是 far 等等的字，以强调呢句子中形容词或是另外一个副词的程度。那我们刚刚提到的这几个，它有不同的意思啊。even 解释为甚至 ，far, much 或是 a lot 解释为多。A little, a bit, 或是 slightly 解释为一些或是有一点。好，那马上给同学们例句咯。第一个 ,Brian sings a little better than his younger brother, 代表他唱歌比他的弟弟好一些些。那注意哦，程度副词 very 怎么用呢？它是用来修饰原级的，不是修饰比较级的。所以你可以比较一下以下要提供的两个例句。第一个是 ,Helen is very good at playing the guitar. Helen 很会弹吉他，那你会发现用了 very, 后面用的是原级形容词 good, 或者是呢可以说 Helen is much better at playing the guitar than Kate. Helen 弹吉他的功力比 Kate 强很多，那你会发现这边是比较级 better, 前面用 much 来修饰。
Welcome back, everyone. We're still talking about Anne Sullivan and how her life improved. We see she had several operations on her eyes that improved her sight. Of course, she had this eye problem. It was causing pain and it would have stopped her being able to see. But she had some operations in time to correct that. An operation, also called a surgery, is some kind of medical procedure where a special doctor called a surgeon goes in to correct something, remove something, or improve some part of the body using instruments. You might say, for example, my grandmother needs to have an operation on her hip.
Operation 指的是手术，那要在身体的哪个部位动手术？我们要用 have an operation on something。好，介系词会用到 on 这个字。所以呢，我们说 Sullivan 他也动了几次的眼睛手术，来改善他的视力。
She also learned about a special school for blind people, the Perkins School for the Blind.So Sullivan, of course, wasn't completely blind, but her sight was poor. Maybe she would still have lost it in time. But she heard about a school for people who could, you know, teachers who could teach the blind. And this is what this school is. So we see in the article, in 1880, so she would have been, what, 14 about then? Sullivan approached a group of inspectors at the poorhouse and expressed her desire to learn.An inspector is a person who inspects or closely looks at the conditions of things. Police officers often used to be called inspectors, and some still are in different parts of the world. And they would be the ones that don't just like walk around the streets or patrol. They would be the ones that go and check out a crime to find out what's going on. You might have inspectors coming into a restaurant to see, is everything as clean as it should be? Are people washing their hands? They are health inspectors, and they check to make sure no one's going to get sick from eating that food. Here's another example.The inspectors said that the factory needed to change some things to meet the current laws.
Inspector 这个名词呢，指的是督察员或是视察员。那在1880年的时候呢 ，Sullivan 找上了济贫院的督察员，并且表示他对学习的渴望。She expressed her desire to learn.
Yeah, she said, "Look, I don't want to live in the poorhouse. I want to go to the school. I want to learn. Get me out of here."、Sensible thing to say.
那这边还用到了一个动词是 approach， 好，这个动词呢指的是找上某人接洽或是交涉，所以他去找了这些 inspectors。
And we see later that year, Sullivan entered Perkins, the Perkins School for the Blind, and began the next stage of her life. We'll talk about the next stage of her life in tomorrow's part of the article, but right now we're going to go to today's For You Chat question, which is, which of your senses do you think would be the worst to lose, and why?
The worst to lose.
Right.
Actually, losing any sense would be very...You know, challenging and terrifying.
Yeah, now I have lost my sense of smell. When I got COVID last year, I lost the ability to smell for a couple of weeks.
How did that feel?
It was weird. I mean, some parts were good. I have a small boy, a toddler at home, and so cleaning him when he's done his business in his nappy, his diaper, if you can't smell that, it makes it slightly more pleasant.
But you always think he smelled good.
No.
I think maybe losing eyesight.
I think that probably is going to be the like smell. I didn't notice it except for a few things. Taste, it would not be so much fun,
right?
To eat, but you wouldn't lose that. You wouldn't have to change too much. Hearing would be pretty difficult, but eyes, it's like you have to completely relearn like how to walk and how to look after yourself. So I think eyesight would definitely be the worst
one. Right, without eyesight, we wouldn't be able to know directions. We wouldn't be able to interact with people.
Yeah, I mean, touch also, that would be, if you couldn't actually feel what you were touching, you'd be in a lot, you could really hurt yourself because you wouldn't know, ow, don't touch it, it's hot or it's sharp. But at least with your eyes, you can check that stuff out. But that's all we've got time for today. Join us again tomorrow for part two of our article about Anne Sullivan, a teacher with a vision. See you then. Bye for now.
Vocabulary review. Contract.Tim contracted an illness while he was on vacation, but luckily, he feels much better now. Vision. Owen's vision was damaged in a car accident, and he hasn't been able to see clearly ever since. Conditions. In the 20th century, people fought to improve working conditions in places like mines and factories. Awful. We didn't go out yesterday because the weather was awful. It was cold and rainy all day. Operation. The doctor told the patient that the operation had been a complete success. Inspector. The restaurant was forced to close after a health inspector caught it serving rotten food.
智慧小补帖。
Severe. Tuberculosis. Alcoholic. Poor house. Tragically.